Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 391, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. When morning lights the eastern skies, O Lord, thy mercy show. On thee alone my hope relies. Let me thy kindness know. And what follows? Psalter 391, the first three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Exodus 12, the verses 18 through 30. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Exodus 12, the verses 18 through 30. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at even. As 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses, for whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye shall eat nothing leavened in all your habitations, shall ye eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when ye be come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Travis, the six-month-old boy of Mr. and Mrs. Casey Neals, who needs surgery this coming Friday, and Mr. and Mrs. Dirk van Gadre, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy on Thursday. Oh, let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when in the morning hour of another Lord's day, that we may awake, and that thou hast given us the privilege and the opportunity to come up to thy house, then in the week that is gone by, then thou hast spared, then thou hast cared, then thou hast protected, and then thou hast provided. May it please thee, by the first time or by renewal, to truly, to grant a deep impression in our hearts of thy patient long-suffering, of thy goodness, and of thy mercy, but also that thou art a just God, and that thou wast not executed thy justice upon us and our children, a sinful and an unthankful people, that we must ascribe only to thy great and patient long-suffering, Lord. May it be, or become a wonder unto us and our children. And that in this morning hour, there may not only be a bowing of the head, but there may be that bowing of the heart. Wrought by thy Holy Spirit, with a deep impression who thou art and who we are. And that in this morning hour, that thou still calleth unto us and our children. Then thou still declareth that there is a way for the chiefest and blackest of sinners to be saved. Then in this morning hour, then the audible gospel may be brought. And then in the midst of thy church, then 7 weeks have been set aside for the purpose, that in a special way, that we may be given to consider and to meditate upon the suffering and the death of thy dear Son. Oh, that unfathomable love and that great willingness that thy Son was willing to come. Oh, the gift of the Father, that he was willing to take the sins of his church upon him, and to that end to undergo that threefold death. But, oh Lord, he is risen on the third day, and he sitteth at thy right hand. And therefore in this morning hour, the earth may still be, the sun may still arise, we and our children may still have a place under the means of grace, and surely that is for a purpose, that is for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. Ah, Lord, then we humbly beg of thee that that purpose may be fulfilled in this very hour. Come then down with thy Spirit and with thy power. And now concerning the passion of thy dear Son, ach Lord, thou knowest that by nature that there is not a need for that passion, but may it be granted. Ah, may it be a special season for us and our children, that by thy Spirit, that thou may work that passion, that need for that passion in our hearts. Oh, to learn what sinners we are, and that sin must be paid for by us or by another. And not only that need, but those further exercises and that instruction. That it may be granted in this season for a people with a burden of sin upon their back, for a people that have learned that they can never pay and that they are daily increasing their debt, that by an eye of faith they may be given to behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Do grant the application that faith to embrace it, and that rejoicing in thee, and to experience that peace in the heart that passeth all understanding. Lord, wilt thou then grant the further leadings? And now on this first Passion, Lord's Day, and then not only the audible gospel hopes to be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel administered. Oh, when the water is sprinkled upon the foreheads of those little children, it points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, may it please thee to use it in this hour for the strengthening of the faith of thy children. Then we commend these parents unto thee, Lord, And then they have so many reasons to acknowledge thee. Ah, wilt thou grant what they cannot give unto themselves? And that is a broken and a humble heart, wherein the time that lies behind, then thou wast spared life, and then thou wast given life, and then thou wast entrusted by the first time in married life or by renewal as such a precious little gift unto them. And now in this morning hour, then they may be privileged to present their little child before thee in a special way, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, and to receive thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads. Oh, may fathers and mothers have come up with the prayer unto thee, the living God, that they have begged of thee. Ah, oh, that must be given, Lord. But that they have begged of thee, that thou may take care of their little ones, that thou may do for them what is signified in the sacrament, and that is to be washed and cleansed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, thou wast promised to work from generation to generation, and to that end, and may these parents be given to do, as we read in the scriptures of those that have brought their little ones to thy Son when he was upon the earth, with that vehement desire that he would lay his hands upon them, that he would bless them. Ah, may they be granted in the way of prayer by the arms of prayer, and may it please thee by thy Spirit to work true saving faith, to bring our children before thee. Wilt thou grant that wrestling, Lord, impress also upon these parents that we are only stewards for a time. Wilt thou remember the grandparents, the great-grandparents, when they may yet be privileged to witness, when their seed may receive the sacrament of separation, but also that sacrament of such a rich proclamation. Lord, remember all the family circles. Then in this morning hour, then we remember the barren ones, that still of empty arms. Ah, may it please thee to grant in this morning that they may be given to rejoice with these parents, and a prayer unto thee, the living God, that thou may remember them. Wilt thou remember all the mothers with the unborn? Lord, wilt thou so remember from the youngest to the oldest? Then we commend unto thee a little son, already early in his life, as a consequence what we have done in paradise, that he is called upon to go to the hospital. Wilt thou remember his parents? Wilt thou remember him? Wilt thou remember the family circle? Wilt thou remember the physician? And may the means be blessed and the calling sanctified. Lord, remember all the sick and afflicted. And then by renewal, then we commend unto thee the mother with that serious sickness, where she is weakening, where it seems that her life, her body is ebbing away. Then we commend her unto thee, Lord. Then above all, be mindful of her never-dying soul. And may she be given to beg and cry of thee, because for her especially, but for all of us, because there is only a step between us and death. We see it so often, that the healthy are taken away so suddenly. Then we commend her unto thee with her dear husband and the family circle. Remember all under the doctor's care. Well, to remember all the mourning ones in our midst, the elderly ones, those that are frail and those that are weak. Remember the crosses, remember the burdens. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee in this morning hour that thou may remember and bless us. Thou bless the reading of the form. Bless the proclamation of thy holy word. And all wilt thou grant for these parents, that it shall be an unforgettable morning, a morning that they can never put aside, and a morning that may bring forth those holy exercises. Oh, may it then be for thy glory and for thy honor. Wilt thou so help in the administration of word and sacrament? Wilt thou take away everything that could be a hindrance? Remember those that could not come up to thy house. Also, when they may listen along, grant them a Sabbath day blessing. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 215, the stanzas 1 through 5. Oh, come, my people, to my law. Attentively give ear. With willing heart and teachable the words of wisdom here and what follows. Psalter 215, the first 5 stanzas. And this morning, our with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Exodus 12, the verses 26 and 27. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service, that ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. Our text words speak of what mean ye by this service? With four thoughts in the first place, a timely question. In the second place, a rich answer. In the third place, a necessary experience. And in the fourth place, a resulting worshiping. What mean ye by this service? A timely question, a rich answer, a necessary experience, and a resulting worshiping. Beloved congregation, then in this morning hour in short, then we wish to consider the sacrament of the Passover, which the Lord has instituted and given to the children of Israel under solemn times. Then the children of Israel, they have come in great bondage. They have been afflicted. They have been placed under taskmasters. There even came a time, parents, that the soldiers have come to dwellings and ripped the little infants from their mother's breast, and that they were cast into the Nile. Then what a privilege is that we and our children may still have, that we may live and dwell in a country of many freedoms, that we may also have the liberty to freely yet come up to God's house. And how long it shall be, that is known unto the Lord. Then for the children of Israel, it was not an easy life. But then I read in Genesis 1, the verses 23 through 25, Genesis 2, that they were given to groan, that they were given to cry unto the Lord, and that the Lord has remembered his covenant. Then the children of Israel, they were a blessed and privileged people indeed. The Lord has chosen that people to make himself a name. The Lord has promised to manifest himself, to manifest his wonders in special ways. Then the Lord has gathered his people in a special way from among the children of Israel. Then what a privileged and what a blessed people that we are. But congregation, I read of that people in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 5, that with many of them the Lord was not well pleased. And how is that now with us, with all our privileges, with all our blessings? Is the Lord now well pleased with us? And now it is necessary, we have come to the Passion Weeks, that need may be experienced in our hearts, here in the time. And that is what the children of Israel, that they have experienced. Oh, if we have spoken with that people of Israel, and then they could tell us of many wonderful things, many plagues. The first three plagues also come upon the children of Israel. But then with the fourth plague and the further plagues, then the Lord has made a separation between that people of Egypt and the Israelites that were dwelling in the land of Goshen. And then we read of the ninth plague. You know what the ninth plague is, boys and girls? What is the ninth plague? 3 days' darkness. And then we read it was dark in the land of Egypt and light in the dwellings of Goshen. What a difference. Thus those children of Israel, they could tell us of many dealings that the Lord had in the way of providence. Oh, they could tell us of that labor that they had to make bricks. And while Pharaoh and his servants have given straw, then it was still doable. But then there came a time that Pharaoh said they were idle and they received no straw. Are there a few souls that understand it? When the Lord works savingly in our heart, then how busy we are to satisfy the Lord. And when the Lord grants us help and He comes down with that sweetness and love and zeal in our souls, then there are times that it seems that it goes quite well and that we think that we can present the right number of bricks before the Lord. But now when that further uncovering and when the Lord withdraws Himself, then we learn that the law still requires the full number. And then we learn that we cannot bring those bricks. And then what a need that becomes in the soul. I hope there are souls that understand it. And now there has come a time in the life of the children of Israel, with everything that they have experienced, and they have experienced wonderful things. If we would even meet the children, they can tell of the wonderful things of the Lord that He has done among them. But now there came a time for that people of Israel, with everything that they have experienced, when the Lord is told that the angel of death would go on a certain night through the land of Egypt and pass by all the houses, then also the Israelites have experienced with everything that they have experienced that they could not exist before the Lord. And then there came a people where there came room for blood. Has that now taken place in our life? That we have experienced the wonderful things of the Lord, and now to come a time when the Lord demands perfect satisfaction with everything that we have experienced, that we cannot exist before the Lord. And now the Lord, then for that people, then He has proclaimed the gospel, because the Passover, what a rich foreshadowment it is of the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now concerning that night, when that destroying angel would go through the land, then there would not be asked whether they were an Egyptian or an Israelite. Of course, we have heard a great blessing, a great privilege to belong to that blessed people of Israel. The Lord has watched over them in many ways, and He has done many wonders. But now those Israelites have also experienced that they could not stand before a holy and a righteous God. Then in that night it would not be asked whether they had been good Israelites, good parents, in an outward way. It's to be recommended, the Lord has said, those that honor me I will honor, but those that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. But then there was one thing needful for that people in Egypt. And what was that, boys and girls? What was the all-important thing? That was the blood. And now in our text words, it speaks of the Passover that had to be celebrated year after year among the children of Israel to remember the wonderful deeds of the Lord and how He has granted deliverance and brought them out of the house of bondage. Then it is true, in those later celebrations, the circumstances were different, and there were also differences. We do not read that in the later celebrations that the blood was put on the doorposts. And when the ceremonial law was instituted, then the lamb was not killed in the home, but then it was brought to Jerusalem, to the tabernacle and to the temple, and then the blood would be sprinkled upon the altar. And now in our text words, then the Lord has given instruction to the children of Israel when the Passover would be celebrated with the lamb that would be slain and the blood gathered, that the children would ask the parents, the father as the head of the household, what mean ye by this service? Thus, that was a helpful question. Do you also have many questions, boys and girls, for your parents? Maybe when you come out of church, and also our young people, I hope, because our young people in the time that they live, it has always been so, what the questions can be in our hearts. Maybe we even think strange questions. But then what a privilege is commanded in our text words that we are called upon to go to our parents. That is a privilege, parents. Even when you would like to go to bed, that when your children like to talk. And then in our text words, as a help to parents, because many times as parents we can be so quiet, does not mean we must preach to them every day. But the Lord does give many special circumstances in the family circle, on the farm, in the church, that the Lord grants special opportunities to speak to our children of the Lord and of that one thing needful. We read in Psalm 78, we have sung it together, out of Psalter 215, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength, and the works which He has done for Israel. Thus the praises of the Lord, to speak that the Lord is so worthy to be served, to be honored, and to be glorified. Thus the question, what mean ye by this service? And then what a beautiful opportunity that is given to the Father. Of course, father and mother must be one, to explain to the children of Israel the rich meaning of that Passover, the wonders which the Lord has done in the past, and that the Lord is so faithful. because we read in this chapter, we have heard it, when thou comest into the land which the Lord has promised unto the children of Israel, then on a yearly basis, to remember what has taken place, that great deliverance out of the house of bondage. And then they were given to slay that lamb, bring it to the tabernacle, to the temple, the first sheaves of the harvest, and then they were together as a family and to speak of the things of the Lord. Our second thought, a rich answer. Then we read in our text upon that question, and it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service, that ye shall say. Thus that is a command, not with conditions. Of course, it does not mean when those children would not ask, when they would forget. So also an instruction for our children, for our youth, to inquire about the things of the Lord. And what a blessing it is when among our youth may not only be with our mind, but that there may be questions of the heart, and that we learn what a sinner we are, and that we can be so troubled with that destroying angel, because when the Lord begins, then we think much of death and of eternity. And then the Spirit teaches us who the Lord is, so high and majestic, lifted up, righteous, just, and good doing. And then we learn what sinners we are, and the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And then we shall be brought many times to secret places, maybe many times that we do not even dare to ask our parents, that we cannot understand what is going on in our heart, but still a command in our text words for boys and girls, that they may be given to ask their parents concerning what is written in the Bible. And now we read in our text to the parents, and ye shall say. Does not, if we think we are able, or when we think it is the appropriate time, in our text there are not conditions. Oh, what an objections there can be, parents, that many times that we think we are so insufficient, then we must tell the Lord and ask the Lord to help us. Because I read in James 1, verse 5, if any man lacketh wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. Then maybe other fathers and mothers say, but I am unconverted. Then you must ask the Lord to convert you. May that become your sin, that we are unconverted. Whose fault is that? It's not the Lord's fault. That is our fault. Then it can be, and oh, it is true, we are not angels. We have to do with the infirmities of the body, the tiredness, the busyness of life. But it can also be that sometimes we think we are too busy. But then Christ has said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added to it. We do not read that the Lord has said to the children of Israel, when you know of time, and when it seems to be the right time, and not so busy, because the Passover that would be celebrated at the beginning of the harvest, and then they had to take the first sheaves for the Lord. so also for fathers and mothers, and not only by their words, but also by their actions, that the children were given to see, that they have sought out the best sheaf, maybe even taken the children along and said, my son and daughter, now we must find the best sheaf of grain for the Lord, because the Lord needs the best. Thus, not only by our words, but also by our actions. Thus, it was in harvest time, and then the children of Israel, they were called upon to go to Jerusalem when the temple has been built, for the one that was closer than the other. Thus, they had to make sacrifices, and that was also an act of faith. Because when the enemy would realize that the children of Israel, the fathers, the sons above 12 years, and all those that were able and had a desire, when they would all go to Jerusalem, and that some mothers and daughters and babies were left at home, that would be a very right time for the enemy to come into the land. But now the children of Israel, they were called upon to trust that the Lord would be that faithful keeper Israel. And I even read in Exodus 34, verse 24, when the children of Israel would go up to the feast, that the Lord would not allow the enemy to come into the land. Thus thou shalt say, thus that is a command to the children of Israel, to fathers and mothers, when thy children shall say, what mean ye by this service, that they were called upon to take the time and to instruct their children. As fathers and mothers, when your children come with questions, always take the time. It's a blessing when they come with questions. Also, our young people, when they become older, and then it is true, not always so easy to answer all questions. And therefore, the necessity that as fathers and mothers, according to John 5, verse 39, that we may be given to search the Scriptures, what saith the Lord? And now we read in our text words, that ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover. And now with that celebration of the Passover, then we read in the first verses of this chapter that a family was too small, a few families together, that they were to take a lamb and set it apart. A lamb without blemish. Also a beautiful opportunity for fathers and mothers to take their children along to their flock. And that the father would say, my family, now there must be a lamb sacrificed to the Lord. It must be the best lamb. That's maybe not so easy to choose out the best one. Maybe fathers and mothers have asked their boys and girls what they have thought. Thus, what a preaching for the children of Israel on the 10th day of the first month. And then they were called upon to set that lamb apart, maybe in a little pen. And some Jewish writers have even written that sometime they have put a halter upon that lamb and tied it to the bedpost of their bed. So just imagine, boys and girls, if you now had a lamb for 4 days in your bedroom, then even at night you would hear that lamb walking around, and then you would look at that lamb, and now in 4 days, that lamb would have to be slain. What a preaching to the children of Israel. And then that lamb, a beautiful foreshadowment of the Lord Jesus Christ. So then we could say, for the children of Israel from the 10th to the 14th day, they were passion days when they were called upon to remember, to think, and to meditate what would take place on the evening of the 14th day, that death would come to their houses. But now the Lord has given that lamb a way whereby they may be saved. That's what a rich passion sermon. And now parents, now in this morning also, what a rich proclamation. What the sacrament of holy baptism. What mean ye by this service? Then we have to ask the Lord that He grants light upon the same. But what a beautiful opportunity for fathers and mothers to speak about the wonderful things of the Lord, of that one thing needful, that we need to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of the dear Son of God. The Lord willing, perhaps, we may continue the coming Lord's Day. We must close. And now the question, young and old, by renewal we may commence another passion season. Is there now a need? Oh, if there is no need, ask the Lord that He may work that need in your heart, that it may become reality, because death is coming. The same as with the children of Israel. Are their souls as that people in Egypt? Oh, maybe in the beginning with those bricks went quite well. But now no straw. And the taskmasters and the law still requires the full number, perfect bricks, a perfect obedience, woe unto me that I have sinned. And then a people with everything that they have experienced, then concerning the angel of death, that they cannot exist before the Lord. But oh, then it may be declared in our text words, that Passover lamb, oh, John the Baptist, in John 1 verse 29, then He has pointed to that lamb. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. May it please the Lord by His Spirit, that it may be a special passion season. That the Spirit may convert us and our children to make room for the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. And that the Spirit may teach His children further. Oh, concerning that passion, then He is white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000s. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then in this morning hour, then both the audible and visible gospel may be proclaimed. And may it please Thee to grant the application, oh, work lovingly and irresistibly with Thy Spirit. Then by renewal, then we commend these parents unto Thee. With their little child has received Thy thrice holy name. Ah, Lord, may it please Thee to take early possession of their little hearts. May it please Thee to fulfill Thy promise by the prophet of old. I will pour My Spirit upon Thy seed and My blessing upon Thy offspring. And they shall grow up as the grass, as the willows by the water courses. One shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another one by the name of Israel. That speaks of the further leadings, Lord. And may it please Thee in this passion season to manifest Thy works in the hearts of young and old. May it now please Thee to watch over us in this day. Grant safety over the unsafe roads. May there be children amongst us that may be given to ask their parents, what mean ye by this service? And wilt thou grant parents the freedom and the liberty? We are so dependent upon Thee. And then we have to confess, Lord, we are so often silent. Wilt thou return us in this evening hour? Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 406, the first four stanzas. Praise ye the Lord among his saints, new songs of gladness sing. Let Zion's children praise and bless their Maker and their King. And what follows, Psalter 406, the first four stanzas. the consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. A catechism and confession of faith classes will resume tomorrow evening, and the banner of truth is at the exit. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.